Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Well, let me begin by breaking one of my steadfast rules, and that is to recommend a YouTube video to you. Jennifer Nettles, Bohemian Rhapsody. It just blew me away. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. The year is almost over. And gosh, should we reflect on the year? Nah. How about the holidays? Oh, well, we're in the middle of them. It is the week between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah, how's that? It's been an interesting year. I have worked harder this year than I have worked in many of year. And believe me, I am way too old to be working this hard. I really am. I am way too old to be working this hard, but still, I have been, and as an end result, I walk away from the year just waiting for next year, where I am going to make massive changes, already beginning to make massive changes. 2018 is going to be the year of reinvention, trust me. Already started, not sharing with you all the things that I'm doing, but I will tell you. Anyway, how was your Christmas? Let me tell you how my Christmas. Should I tell you how my Christmas was? Well, let me tell you that this is the first year of my 66 of them. But that's, yes, I'm that old. This is the first year of my 66 years where I had absolutely zero physical contact with any person at all. I had a phone call from my oldest son, Tyler. I had a phone call from Jamie. Other than that, I had no contact with anyone. I had planned to spend the day, and I, by the way, I followed my plan. I spent the day watching Lifetime movies. Now, and here's the important thing. This is how well I planned this. I figured that on Christmas Day, they would have Christmas movies, and I really didn't want to see Christmas movies. So the week prior to, I went through with my DVR, and I recorded a bunch of other Lifetime movies. And Lifetime, I don't know if you've ever watched a Lifetime movie. They have interesting, I murdered my ex-husband's girlfriend type movies. Tragedy and just weird movies. And let me just give you my humble opinion, and this is my opinion. Lifetime movies are incredibly bad. But here's the strange thing. Once you start watching them, you don't really want to stop. It's just weird. So I spent the entire day watching Lifetime movies until I couldn't take it anymore. And then I came here into the studio where I've got a rather unique, mixing board and all kinds of stuff and all kinds of audio equipment and a pretty nice, set of Sennheiser headphones. And I immersed myself into music and did that. So that was my Christmas. I hope, you had a better one. I truly do. no Christmas dinner. I had, what did I have? I had a grilled cheese sandwich with bacon is what I had for dinner that I made on my Cuisinart, and that was that. So off we go. So now what do we do as we're going into 2018? What should we be doing now? Well, it's something I started doing, probably the end of November, and that is planning for the year ahead. Now, this weekend, as we're coming into this weekend, the entire country is frozen, including, well, we're not frozen in Florida. We're looking for, you know, temperatures in the low 60s, which to us is cold. We'll have some 40s at night. But, you know, where I live, if I lived in Palm Beach, it would be warmer. And I was supposed to be living in Palm Beach by now, but that all changed 4 years ago. You know, that was one of the plans, was for me to be living in Palm Beach. Didn't happen. Still up here in mid-central Florida. And I don't know if I will make it to Palm Beach. Not in the plan for 2018, that's for sure. But you never know, man. I just might change on a dime. That's one of the things I'm going to do this year, is I'm going to make the decisions to change on a dime. It's something that my brother has always done, and I've always said, how can he do that? How can he make life-changing decisions on an instant and go with them? And I've always thought, a little weird. You know something? It's always worked for him. I've always shied away from it, but it's always worked for him. It's about damn time I did that. You know, you ever do that? You ever make life-changing decisions on an instant? I don't. Man, I'm just way too conservative. My brother, my older brother, has done that. He has made life-changing decisions on an instant and gone with him. And I've always, like, pulled my hair out when he would do it. But it's always worked for him. It has always, always worked for him. So God bless him. I need to be more like my brother. That's what I need to be. But anyway, what I have been planning in November is my garden, is my lawn, is my shrub beds. I've had a love-hate relationship with my next-door neighbor's bougainvillea. For years, I loved it. It hung over my fence. I used to make YouTube videos out there, or just videos out there, you know, headshot videos with me standing in the backyard doing... Actually, they were commercial videos that I did for clients that I would, you know, and I would do them outside because, well, the lighting was very good. And then behind me was this beautiful bougainvillea that would hang over my fence. And I loved it. Did a lot of videos, probably did 50 instructional videos for clients there, which was just amazing. And I always, always loved it. And then all of a sudden, I started not loving it so much because my neighbor's bougainvillea got so big, it got so wide at the base that it started pushing my fence. And over the last year, it has like pushed my fence way over. And I love my neighbor. You know, he's an older gentleman in his late 80s. They're wonderful people. And, you know, I didn't want to, you know... I trimmed the bougainvillea back on my fence all the way to the top, but it really didn't help. It just kept pushing the fence over, and I didn't know how I was going to handle it. So today I come home, and I see something odd in the backyard, and I go over and I look. Now, the solution would be to cut the bougainvillea way back. They didn't do that, but what they did do, God bless them, is they put a big rope around it, around it several times, and then pulled it over and tied it onto a tree that was in the cow pasture that's behind our house. You know, there's a cow pasture, a horse pasture back there, an abandoned horse pasture back there. And he tied it onto a tree back there and pulled it off my fence. Now, my fence is still knocked over. But he did that because he felt bad that it was pushing my fence over, quite obviously. We haven't talked about it, but he felt bad about it. So I went back and looked at my fence, and I tried to push my fence back up, and it went, but it is, you know, here's what I got to do. I don't have a 2x4. I need to find about a 6-foot 2x4 or an 8-foot 2x4. I need to have somebody help me push the fence back. I need to prop it up with the 2x4. Then I need to dig around the post, where, you know, the post that is bent over. And I need to pour a bag of Quikrete in there and reinforce it and let that dry before I take the 2x4 off. And then my fence will stand up straight again. Isn't that, you know, that's the immediate plan. But I've also been making plans for the rest of the landscape, for the backyard. Last year, my plan was to plant Bermuda grass in the backyard. I killed off the backyard with Roundup, and I was going to plant Bermuda grass back there. It didn't happen. One thing, you know, bought the seed. Yeah, you know, I did all kinds of stuff. Weeds grew back where the grass was that was back there, and now I have weeds back there. I got busy. Things happened. I just didn't get done. So this year, I'm going to plant Bermuda grass back there. But before I plant the Bermuda grass back there, I'm going to make a shrub bed all the way around the fence. It's going to come out about 4 to 5 feet in kind of a squiggly fashion. I'm going to take a hose out there and do that. And I'm still deciding on how I'm going to border that. I've got some ideas on that, all of which are going to involve concrete in one way or another. Then, after I have that all built, then I will plant the Bermuda grass as soon as we get into what I would consider reasonable enough springtime. And then I'm going to start landscaping the shrub beds with short, colorful plants. There, I made my plans. Started that in November. Started that in November. And that's the plans for the backyard. And now is the time of year to start thinking about those things. Something you should be thinking about in your yard. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea.
whether you have a patent or not. Our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, for this being such a really cool studio that I've got in here, and I have to say, I'm really happy with the way the studio is coming out right now. All the acoustics are pretty darn good. The microphone's good. The mixer's great. The software that we're putting the show together with is great. I have the squeakiest damn chair in the world. And I can't fix it. I've used WD-40. It still squeaks. But I just found this new spray that's supposed to work better than WD-40. I just ordered it on Amazon just a little while ago. So hopefully by next week's show, when we start the new year, things will be good. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. And I got the emails that have come my way as we went into the holidays and this week between Christmas and New Year's, I have been asked to do it again, and that is to explain pesticides to you. Explaining pesticides to you, generally, you know, it's a two-hour, believe it or not, it's a two-hour recertification lecture that I give that for trained professionals. I've traveled the state and given this as a two-hour lecture, I have approximately 6.5 minutes more to go in this segment to shrink it down for you. So let me get started right away. A pesticide is something that will control an insect or a weed or any kind of pest. A pest can be defined as an insect. A pest can be defined as a weed. A pest can be designed as a pest can be defined. I don't edit. I just keep going. As a fungi, a pest can be defined as a rodent. Ooh, hate rodents. All kinds of things. So a pesticide is something that handles one of those things, or a couple of those things, or all of those things. There are chemical pesticides and there are natural pesticides. Pesticides are all dangerous. How's that? Even the natural ones, they're all dangerous unless you handle them correctly. If you handle pesticides correctly, not so much as far as danger is concerned. Pesticides are regulated in the United States by the Environmental Protection Agency. The Environmental Protection Agency was created in 1973 by then President Richard Nixon. Before the Environmental Protection Agency, most of those duties were handled either by the Department of Agriculture or the Food and Drug Administration. Mostly the Food and Drug Administration, believe it or not, handled most of those things. President Nixon decided to put all of those things from the different thing, you know, from the different agencies and slap them into one thing called the Environmental Protection Agency. The name itself should make you feel warm and fuzzy. Some people it does, some people it doesn't. it kind of makes me feel good. I believe the Environmental Protection Agency is full of pretty good professionals, some that I have worked with over the years, and some of which I have, well, many of which I have dealt with over the years, and some of the most educated people in the world are there. So let's talk, if we can, first about chemical pesticides. Chemical pesticides come in several varieties, but all of them are, you know, come in different levels of toxicity. The Environmental Protection, The Environmental Protection Agency came out with something called signal words many years ago that helped define for you, the consumer, how toxic pesticides were. The most toxic of pesticides were given the category of danger. And you see that on the label. You'll see, if you see on the label in big letters with a skull and crossbones, danger, that is a very toxic pesticide. I do not use pesticides that have a danger label. There are very few of them on the market. By the way, one of them that is on the market that has the danger classification is not a chemical at all. It is, in fact, a natural pesticide called nicotine sulfate. And it's very dangerous, and it's natural. So that is the worst, is the danger. Then you have warning. Warning is also pretty darn toxic as well. And there are some pesticides out there that I used to use that had warning labels that I no longer use. Then the least toxic, or what we used to categorize as least toxic, is the caution rated pesticides, which are the overwhelming majority of pesticides, both natural and chemical, that are on the market today. Now they have a new classification, and that is the classification that is called generally regarded as safe. There is a list of things, and I've seen the list. I have the list, as a matter of fact. It has diatomaceous earth, it has mint oil, it has all kinds of other things on it, that the Environmental Protection Agency has decided that they are called generally regarded as safe compounds that are used in pesticides now. Most of those are natural things, but some of them are actually chemical things that are considered generally regarded as safe. Some of those are extremely effective. Many of them are not very effective at all, but some with like sesame seed oils in it and different things like that, are what you would consider good products that are generally regarded as safe. Now, there is a chemical compound for bed bugs, and it's a combination of three different chemicals that are put together that are generally regarded as safe, and they work very, very well. I mean, very well on bed bugs, and you can spray it on the mattresses and all kinds of things like that. So that is the categories as far as, you know, the toxicity is concerned. What are the different types of pesticides out there? In the chemical realm of things, right now, the most popular or the most abundant are something called synthetic pyrethroids. Synthetic pyrethroids work very fast, and they are repellents. And there's a lot of those products on the market today. Most of the stuff you buy in aerosol cans, like Raid and all of those things, have what we call synthetic pyrethroids as the active ingredient. Very popular. Then you have the non-repellent class, or neonicotinoids. Those, you know, the insect doesn't know they're there. They travel through it. They take it back to the nest. Very popular for termite control, very popular for ant control, very popular for flea control. Okay, so those are some. Then we have, and those are, all of those are generally liquids, but some of them come in granular forms as well. And then you have what is called the baits, or something where an insect will actually eat the product in order to die. And there are several different classifications of baits. So here's the one thing, and I'm running out of time. I go on for 2 hours with this. But the one thing that you need to know is that chemicals that are on the, you know, and natural products that are on the market today are far safer than they were just 10 years ago. The Environmental Protection Agency has done a marvelous job of regulating this, and the manufacturers have done a marvelous job of developing great new products. Hope that helps. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. Are you getting ready for the new year?
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k?
If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Boy, this is quick. I'm already getting emails asking me how to dispose of your Christmas tree. It's, you know, I'm recording this on December 28th. Christmas was just the other day. How do you dispose of your Christmas tree? Well, it's strange that you should mention that. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek here. And let me tell you something not to do. They sell these bags that you're supposed to put over your tree. You know, you take all the stuff off the tree, and this is for you people who still, for whatever reason, buy real trees, but a lot of people do. Although less this year, quite a bit less this year. And I have noticed that there were less tree lots this year than there have been in years past. So are people working their way into the, you know, the artificial tree market more? I mean, that's just what I've noticed. I don't know about you, but I'm getting emails. I've gotten two of them this week. So that tells me that, you know, people are interested in knowing. But what they used to have you do, and they used to sell you, and I just saw them for sale somewhere. I think it was Home Depot or something. These plastic bags, you take all the stuff off your tree, you put this plastic bag over the top of it and then tie it at the bottom. That way you can drag the thing, you know, I guess, drag the thing out of the house and out to the street without all of the needles falling down on your tile floor, on your carpeting, in your front yard and everything. Then you haul it out to the street. And let me tell you that your garbage people don't like that. As a matter of fact, I was speaking with somebody who works in that division of recycling and all of this good type of stuff. And our garbage people have said, please don't do that. Because then that plastic, you know, they take that stuff, they take the trees and they take them someplace and they grind them up into mulch is what they do. And if they have that plastic around it, then a person has to rip that plastic off of it. And there are so many trees that it becomes problematic. And, you know, it turns into a big thing. So don't do that. I remember having a real tree in a condo that I lived in. In 1977, we owned a condo on the second floor. And we had a real tree. And I had to take the tree down the stairs. Well, I wasn't going to do that. The tree was by the sliding glass door that led out to our patio out on the, you know, that overlooked the road, essentially. Well, there was, you know, yard and then took you out to the road. And I just made this great plan and I just couldn't wait to do it. You know, I was young. I was in a good mood. I wanted to do this. Christmas was over. We took all the lights, all of the ornaments. The only thing that wasn't taken off the tree were those icicles. Man, I hate those icicles. You know, those little foil icicles, which I hope nobody uses anymore because that messes up recycling as well. So please don't use them. But it's too late to tell you not to use them because Christmas is over and maybe you've already used them. I don't know. Anyway, I take the tree. And by the way, it was a 6-foot tree. And I grab that tree. And I opened up the sliding glass door, took it out onto the patio, and I grabbed it and I picked it up and I threw it off the second story balcony down to the ground, and I watched it crash into the ground, and I saw cars like driving down that road, seeing this tree flying out and then landing on the ground. At which point I went downstairs, grabbed the tree, drug it out to the street where everybody else had taken the trees, and left it there. It was one of my more fun Christmas moments, okay? I was a guy. I took the tree, threw it off. There, bingo. But my advice is do not take the plastic bag and put it over the tree to take it out. And my other advice is don't wait too long to get the tree out of the house. And surprisingly enough, I mean absolutely surprisingly enough, a lot of people wait much too long. They just, for some reason, just don't want to part with the tree. It looks so pretty. And they leave it in. And the longer they leave it in, the more the thing dries out. And the more problematic it is as far as dropping needles all over the house and everything else. It becomes really hard to handle to get it out of the house. It becomes a fire hazard. You got to watch that. My friend who worked at the fire department for years and years and years told me that people waiting too long to get the trees out of the house has caused more fires than he can even think about. So, you know, that is just something to do. You know, enjoy it. If you like it, take some pictures of it. I got pictures of all my Christmas trees. As a matter of fact, I have pictures of every Christmas tree I've had since I was a kid, because that was something my parents were real big on, taking pictures of the Christmas trees, and I've kept all of those pictures. I actually had a tree, even though I'm alone this year, I had a tree myself, stuck it, a little one, came out of a box, my artificial Christmas tree, small one, went on this nifty table, this really nifty table that I have, this little antique table that a neighbor refinished for me, and it looked really good up there. My ex-wife, my second wife, came over and saw it, fell in love with it, said it's beautiful, said the table's beautiful, the tree on top of it looked beautiful, all of that. By the way, I put my tree back in the box and put it away already. I did that Christmas night. How's that? Okay, that's what I did. I Christmas night, took it down, put it away. It is tucked away until next year, so I don't have to deal with the live tree. And I haven't had, I'm trying to think the last time I had a live tree, and it is, well, I've been here 10 years, haven't had a live tree here. And when I was married to the last Mrs. Kroos, we had a live tree a couple of years. We would go out and get live trees because she thought it was important for the kids. So we would go out and get live trees. All of our, and it, this is strange, live in Florida. You can't grow a good Christmas tree in Florida to save your life. So all of our Christmas trees, most of them come from Michigan, some from Indiana, but most of them come from Michigan. And, they, you know, we get them down here, slap them up, and they're very, very nice. And that's all. When I lived in Michigan, we got all of our trees. My dad owned a bottle gas company. And every Christmas, the Boy Scouts would have a Christmas tree lot in Battle Creek. And they had a little area there, like a, it was almost like a shed type thing that they built where they collected the money and everything. He would take these giant propane heaters that he had, and he'd take them down there and set them up to heat it up so that when people come in to pay for their trees, and the Boy Scouts that worked there could go in there and get warm for a little bit during the freezing cold winter that, you know, they were selling the trees. And every year for him doing that, he got the best Christmas tree on the lot. He got to choose any tree he wanted, so he always brought home the best Christmas tree for us. And we always had one of those trees, except one year, even though he did this, we wanted to go out into the forest behind our house and find a Christmas tree and cut it down. So we did that one year, and we cut down the ugliest Christmas tree on God's earth and brought it home. And my mother looked at it and said, "You're kidding, right?" And we all fell in love with this terribly ugly Christmas tree. And my dad said, "We'll decorate it up." My sister, God love her, put 88 million of those aluminum or, you know, those tinfoil icicle things all over it. And she was very picky on how each one had to go on individually. It took her like 2.5 hours to get them on there. And we put it all in there. We hung all of our little bulbs, all of our little special ornaments. You know, my dad put all the lights on. And every year, my mother would make popcorn, and we would string the popcorn every year and put the roll of popcorn every year, new one, threw it away afterwards. But every year, new one, you know, popcorn, plus you made extra popcorn that we would eat. It was all part of the big, you know, Christmas celebration thing that we did every year was the popcorn thing. And then, you know, that's how we did it. So we had live trees all the time, except, and I had live trees as an adult many times. But then I decided, you know, at one point, let's save the money. We'll spend a bunch of money one year and buy a artificial tree, and then that'll last us forever. And I found that when my friend John Claridge's older brother did that, and he had young kids at the time, and he says, I bought an artificial tree. That way, every year I can spend more money on presents for the kids as opposed to going out and looking for a tree. And I still think about that. You know, that still resonates in my brain. To do it that way, and plus you always have a perfect tree. 10 years ago when I bought this house, I bought a really nice artificial tree. And I had it until 4 years ago when I went in the hospital, when ex-wife number three borrowed it, and it never came back. I was in the hospital. I wasn't going to do a Christmas tree. So she took it, and it never came back. As a matter of fact, she threw it away after Christmas because I asked for it the next year. She goes, I threw it away. I didn't know you wanted to keep it. So I had to go buy another one, but I bought a smaller one, and that's the way it is. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your...
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's the end of the year. Are you excited? Are you excited about the new year coming? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroes. I am your chief geek. And I am here to... What am I here to do? Oh, I'm here to get you ready for the new year. Yeah, with all your plants and all your other stuff. It's time. You know what I've stopped doing? I've stopped making New Year's resolution. I just don't do it anymore. I do set goals, and I'm even writing them down these days. Man, I got a journal and everything, and I'm writing stuff down. And it's kind of important to do that. It truly is. But, you know, here we are. Here we are coming into the new year. What are the changes that are going to happen in the new year? Well, I've discussed in the past what I'm going to do around the house, in the backyard. Last year, you know, the goal was to plant Bermuda grass in the backyard. It didn't get done. I don't know what happened to the year. Year came, I kept looking at it. You know, I got depressed about my fence. The fence situation is now under control. I got depressed about a bunch of stuff. I don't know. I just got busy. It turned out to be a very, very, very busy year. And it was busy with a lot of nonsense. You know what I'm saying? There was all kind. You ever have a situation where all kinds of stuff comes up that you got to handle and it takes up all of your time? Well, that was this year for me, man. A bunch of stuff came up that I had to deal with. You know, having to do with business, having to do with family, primarily family, having to do with, you know, just a bunch of stuff that I kept having to just do things to handle all that stuff instead of doing the stuff I wanted to do. And as I got to the end of the year, I realized that I did not get all of the things that I had wanted to do done. I had not done the personal things that I wanted to do this year. Instead, I did all this other stuff, and the year just went away. And I'm going to tell you something. Life is too short. That is not going to happen again. I can assure you that that is not going to happen. Yet, do I still have stuff to deal with? Oh, heck yes. I've got a ton of stuff I have to deal with. But I, you know what? I'm not going to sweat it. I'm not going to sweat the small stuff. And by the way, it's all small stuff. So I'm just not going to sweat it. I'm just going to do the things that I want to do this year. One of the things I want to do this year for this show is I've been using the same music for the past several years. And Mike Stewart has given me a ton of new music to go through, none of which I've had the opportunity to listen to. But I want to do that. I'm going to wrap up this segment with music, by the way, that I used to use years ago to wrap up the segment, just to put me in a different mood. Okay, so how's that? That's going to be happening. And other than that, I'm just going to make some moves this year, both personally, both professionally, both garden-wise, both what I want to do in this business of horticulture, of all of this that I've been involved with for the last 45 years. I'm going to make some positive moves and go in a different direction, which is still coming to me. One of which, I wrote a book this year. The book is being edited. I wrote a book. I wanted to have it out before Christmas, but I found out that writing a book is a lot harder than you think. Actually, writing the book was pretty easy. Getting the book edited properly takes a long time. So that is done. But that process was pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to doing more of that in 2018. I'm looking forward to getting that book out on the market as soon as I can in 2018. The book is Ask the Garden Geek, 113 of the top questions that have been asked in 35 years of radio. So that is, I just chose 113 questions and I answered them. The way I always answer them, and you know how I answer questions, I give you an answer, but I turn it into a story. Well, you know, my editor has convinced me to eliminate many of the stories and just get to the answers, but keep some of the stories in and make it that way. So that's what we're in the process of doing now, is actually shrinking the size of the book down by eliminating some of the stories. And, you know, we're having arm wrestling matches about that. So, but I see myself moving in more of a direction of writing and probably back more into the video production. I used to be pretty heavily into video production 10 years ago when I first moved into this house. I was doing a lot of videos for clients. And my son, who was young then, was helping me. He became a wonderful video editor. And I think we're going to, you know, team up together to make more of a video production this year. You know, the equipment and everything, I've bought most of the equipment to do that. I've designed a bunch of stuff to do that, but we have to plan that out. But you know, I'm kind of going in a different direction of stuff that I want to do instead of stuff that, you know, I've had to do. So that's kind of where we're going with that, and I hope that is enjoyable for you. Have you made plans for your year? I started in November. Have you made plans for your garden? Have you made plans for your lawn? How about that fence you want to put up? Or how about that fence you want to take down? You know, I have a client who had a fence that they hated. And you know what? It turned into such a big thing. And thankfully, the Hurricane Irma came through and took down most of their fence, and they had to replace the fence. And they got with me to talk about, you know, before they replace the fence, should they put in irrigation, and, you know, how does all of this work? So all of those things work. They got, by the way, they have a new vinyl fence that looks stunning. It was also very expensive, but it looks stunning. So as we wrap this year up and, you know, Thankfully, the year's over. As we wrap this year up, look for changes next year. Be part of change next year. Have a terrific year. Have a terrific New Year's holiday, whatever that is. I don't stay up on New Year's Eve. I go to bed early. Always have. Not been a partier. So, until next year, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.